GTAC sunk 8 boreholes and 14 more over the winter. In a speech last month at a mining conference in Duluth, company president Bill Williams said they'll drill 8 to 9 more core samples this summer.
And the cores, after we bring them up and take them to our core shed, after they're being logged, they are then split and quartered, and they're prepared for laboratory analysis.
In addition, Williams said they drilled 5 water monitoring holes late this winter.
We got 2 and it stayed cold. We got 3, it stayed cold. We got 4, it stayed cold. We got 5, and it started warming up. And we said, damn, if it stayed cold a little longer, we could have got 6.
DNR mining director Ann Coakley says they don't know how many more boreholes and water wells need to be drilled on the 4-mile-long site in Iron and Ashland counties.
A site may end up only needing a few wells, and some sites are so complex that you might need hundreds of wells, and that's just unpredictable right now.
Meanwhile, Coakley says well monitoring holes may have hit some artesian springs.
It's hard to say for sure if they were artesian springs per se, but while they were drilling their groundwater monitoring wells, sometimes the wells were producing water. It's hard to say exactly why, because the hydrogeology and hydrology are not currently well known.
Coakley says these wells will also let them know the groundwater levels and chemistry in the aquifer. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.